You know how people say, oh, they're just talking it up.
Wait, what?
One, two, three, four.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Talking It Up podcast. I'm your host, Kate.
And I'm Jeff. We're here.
Hi, Jeff.
Why do you say it like that?
How's it going? Well, it's like what?
I don't know, like Jeff.
Because I don't normally call you Jeff. I know. You Jeffrey.
So weird.
So, how's it going? How's the week been?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was trying to think of something quippy to say and I couldn't come up with anything.
Quippy?
Yeah.
What's quippy?
You know.
Oh, the like quippy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's well, like a sign of intelligence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Sarcasm. So, we are back with episode 2, season 2, with the Talking It Up podcast. We are excited, a little tired today.
But it's a good time to be alive, right?
It is. It is a good time to be alive. With whenever there's air in our lungs, it's a good time to be alive. So, today, kind of have a little mod podge of things. It's kind of all over the place for today. But we'll be talking about things with the medical field. How, let me just get my notes. I can't read from that far. That's embarrassing. Aches and pains of getting older, which is ironic because I just said I can't read that far. And Jeffrey said this one, how the internet was better in 2011. So.
Preach.
But I looked over here, and I saw this picture that our daughter drew, and it had me thinking, what do you guys do with your kids' drawings? What do you do?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I have boxes for the kids, and they... Oh, okay. Eye roll. What was the eye roll for?
You're just going holier than
that. No. I wasn't finished. You have to let me
finish.
That's
why I just rolled my eyes and didn't say anything.
That said plenty.
Oh.
Anyways,
my love.
So, I have boxes for them, and I only keep the things that I'm like, okay, this made the cut. Because there's too many things, and it's sad because I hate throwing them away. And I see all these cutesy little things, like people put, like, their, in, what is it, the frames.
The frame thing.
Yeah, but I'm like, you still gotta pick. Can't just have your whole house. I mean, the amount of drawing, the amount of times that the kids have came to us, and it's been like a scribble, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know? Do you want to know what Elaine just gave me?
What?
While Paisley was drawing that, I was on the floor with Judah, and she came up, and she said she gave me a map. Or Judah clarified, because I said I didn't know what she was saying. And she said it's a map of your chin.
A map of your chin.
Yeah, I don't know. She was implying, like, I have a huge chin. So, new insecurity unlocked.
Crimson chin.
So, yeah.
Listen.
That's what we get.
You never know what comes out of her mouth. You really don't. But, it's just, I did, my mom did send me this video of, like, you, it's this company that they'll send you a box, and then you put all of their art in a box, and they'll make a book out of it. Like, they scan it into the computer, and then I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, I could do something like that. But, you know, anyways, just had me thinking. But this is a really good one. Like, it's a barn, and it's really cute, and it's, you know, I like it. So, just got me thinking what you do. Maybe there's some creative way that, I don't know, you know?
I like the quilt thing with t-shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make a quilt with all this paper.
Did you? Yeah. That would be an uncomfortable quilt. Did you ever have one of those?
No.
A t-shirt quilt? No. Me neither.
I didn't even have t-shirts.
That's a lie. You know how many Dover t-shirts you have?
I wasn't privileged enough.
Okay. Whatever. Anyways, so we are talking about the medical field. And what brought this on is... So... I had to have an ultrasound done, and what did they call us? I think they called us to schedule it, and they said it was going to be like what? They were like in the total $700 something.
Yeah, they told you this the day before.
The day before, yep.
At 5. Yeah. Or it was like 4:45. You got a phone call. Say, hey, be here tomorrow at, it was early too, like 9:30.
Yeah.
And it was at like 4:45.
And by the way, it's $700 something.
Yeah. And you told me that at like 4:50. So I tried, literally, I picked up the phone the second you told me to call and throw a fit.
Yeah.
They didn't answer. So I showed up to their office at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You sure did. You sure did. And I just think it's crazy that that is the steps that you have to take for preventative care. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know the results yet, and you're having to pay all this money. And even if you did know the results and something came up, you're having to pay the money just to try and stay alive. Or, you know what I mean? Or to get help. Or to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a meme that said that. It was literally like that. Like, I don't remember exactly, but it was like health insurance. You pay all this money every single month in order to have health care, and then you get hurt, and then you still have to pay all this money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
Make it make sense.
Seriously. This is what I think. I think that every year... people need to have a wellness. Also, another thing that bothers me is, and I, you know, sure, I get it. If people are talking and you have other clients that you have to see or other patients, like, okay, I get it. Like, you cannot sit here and try and fix everyone in one visit. Sure, I get that part. But, like, for example, sometimes when you have, like, wellnesses or a visit, they only want you to talk about that one thing. But to me, when it comes to a wellness visit, if something pops up, that's the perfect time to say that, because you don't always go to the doctor.
Right. Like, why do you have to schedule another time to...
Yeah. Like, I'm already here for my wellness. Let me just...
It's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Try more.
Yeah. But I... Well, and I know that's not just a doctor thing. That's also can be an insurance thing, too.
Right.
Which is just insane to me.
I think that's where most of the tape comes from.
Yeah.
If not all.
Probably.
Is insurance.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. It's totally crazy to me. But I'm just thinking how, you know, I think every wellness, you need to be able to have a full body scan included. Like, have your wellnesses, have your blood drawn, have a scan, bam. I mean, and I don't understand. Like, you may know, but when it comes to, like, taking an image of something, why is it so expensive? Like, what is it? What makes it expensive? That you have all this data on your computer and you have to, like, put it somewhere and you need to pay for that? Or is it cleaning the machine? Like, I don't understand why it's so expensive.
I mean, I'm sure it's more intricate than we could understand.
Right.
But I also...
Reading it? I don't know.
It's as expensive as it is because of... It can be at the same time.
True. That's what it is. Right there. It's because it can be. And that's so sad. It's so sad. Anyways, that's our little rant. It's just crazy. And later on, we'll talk about my husband losing his grandpa. But kind of like whenever he was in the hospital and everything, just the amount of hoops having to jump just to figure out what is going on. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You do. You have to throw a fit for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing I definitely inherited from my grandpa was I can do that. Literally, whenever you got the call at 4:45 on a Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, I literally left work. I don't think I said anything. I literally just was like, no. Because I didn't answer at 8. So at 8:10, I show up. I demand to speak to the person that I need to speak to. I got called to her office, and we went back and forth for like 10 minutes. I didn't feel like I got anywhere, but fingers crossed, all y'all out there in Japan agree with us in prayer or whatever you do. But we got a bill the other day, and it was only, like, what, $40?
$40, yeah.
So.
And that's what's crazy to me. And, like, when they'll make you pay, like, can you put something down? No, I'm not going to put anything down until my insurance looks at it. Like, yeah. Anyways, it's just crazy. It's crazy. But, yeah. So, any other thoughts on that?
No. I know it's more complex than we're making right. it out to be, but sure. it also, come on.
I know.
Come on.
I know. So, speaking of wellnesses, talk about the aches and pains. Aches and pains of getting... Is it pains or pangs? Remember when we saw that?
Pain.
What was that? We were watching something and someone said pangs. I don't know. I was like, is it probably pangs? From
up north.
Anyways, yeah, I just had like a whole flashback of whenever we had this conversation. We were watching something. Anyways. Pangs. Yeah. Anyways, but, okay, so, of getting older, I feel like, and I can't speak on your end, mm-hmm. and you're going to try to speak on my end, but I'm not going to let you.
Okay.
But after having kids, I feel like it makes you older. Like, me, a woman, physically birthing a child, especially three times, it just is a lot on your body. And so I'm wondering if, like, adults who decide to have kids later on in life, like, I wonder if it's, like, they feel the aches and pains just as well, or...
Like the aging is postponed until they have kids?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. Mm. You know? Because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you have fluctuation in hormones. Your body's getting moved all over the place. So...
It's true. It's a traumatic experience.
Yeah. And you just have sympathy pain. But, you know...
I've been holding my tongue. You told me not to say anything. So I'm just...
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I think...
I welcome it.
No. I will say, when it comes to the aches and pains of getting older, mm-hmm. it is something that... an injury from... I got into a foot race with a friend, and I... messed something up in my leg. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with it for like, well, probably 6 months. Like I was, yeah. I mean, you remember? Maybe actually it was longer than that. But that's what started me into like, hey, I need to get back into shape.
So,
I think, and I feel like I've definitely, don't get me wrong, I'm definitely always way more sore and a lot tighter. Mm-hmm. But I'm also probably in the best shape of my life.
Right. No, I think that. Like, I think we're both pretty active people, and we're moving our bodies and doing all this. But I think it's just, like, even now. Like, earlier, I was looking at my notes, and I had to, like, literally pick up my phone and look at it.
That is some things, yeah.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Like, what is happening? I didn't think this was going to happen at almost 32. Like, right. Why am I starting, you know? Or, like, the like our necks. Oh, my gosh. And maybe it's just our bed, but...
I don't know that one.
The neck pain, man.
I feel like it's, yeah.
Like, and you know, just little things like...
I remember, speaking of eyes, mm-hmm. like...
Wait, what?
Like eyes, you were talking about...
Oh, like, I thought you said ice, okay.
The ice, yeah. Eyes. I was in Kroger, and mm-hmm. I couldn't see, you know, the signs above the aisles that tell you what's on the aisle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was looking... I never shop at Kroger, because, ew...
Oh, but my gosh, I love Kroger.
I was in Kroger for something, I don't know what, but I couldn't read the sign on the other end of the store. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was like, something. Oh, no. Like, what? No.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is a frustration.
Yeah. All I keep thinking about right now is when you said Kroger at you. I love Kroger.
You know the clay people on the commercials that just... grosses me out.
Clay people?
You know the commercials?
What are you talking about?
The commercials.
Like the Kroger commercials?
Yeah.
And there's clay people?
Yes. And they just, they bother me.
I have never seen this before.
Well, let's get a quick word from our sponsor.
Okay, and then we'll come back. You're in the kitchen, cooking a delicious meal for your family. You break up fights, stop to wipe butts, and finally prepare a gourmet dinner. You set the plates and carry them over to your beautiful family to hear, "I don't want this." After your eye twitches and your heart shatters, you think, "I don't want all of this food to go to waste." Have no fear. Tasty Dust is here. You just sprinkle some on your food, and voila, the food turns into chocolate. Don't worry. It's not really chocolate. It just looks like it, so your children will actually eat their food. Say goodbye to waste and say hello to taste.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons.
Just tell me, like, look at this guy dancing. Like,
he's loving his life right now.
It's bothersome.
That's hilarious. Now I know what commercial you're talking about. Okay.
That's every commercial.
Yeah.
They all look like
that. I will
that.
Say, I do like Kroger because I feel like it's there's a lot more healthier options, but we just go to Walmart all the time, so I don't really know where to find things.
Yeah.
At Kroger. Yeah.
It's closer.
And the flower section's really nice. But yeah, I like it. Anyway.
Also, we're getting off topic here, but I remember one time I bought some water there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same water I buy every week. And they had their little yellow tag thing, like sale. No, the water was way overpriced. And with the, quote, sale, it was the same price as it was at Walmart.
Yeah, they can't be more expensive. Anyways, but as we were saying, how did we get on the subject of Kroger?
Preventative care. I really don't remember. My eyesight.
Oh, your eyesight, yeah. Anyways, but, you know, just those little things. Like, and I noticed that I get tired easily. Like, which I don't know if... Oh, Amelia, sorry, yeah. Our dog is...
Just sick.
So, anyways, I noticed that I went to bed super early last night, like around 7. And I don't know if it's because I just wasn't feeling good or what, but going to bed, like, sleep is so important. So important. And, like, if I miss out on sleep, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And when I chase the kids, I'm like, I feel like I can't play as long as I used to. And
yeah,
just those little things. And I didn't think I would start feeling that until way later, you know?
Yeah. It is weird.
It is. It is. It's the beauty and the pains of getting older.
Is it pain or pang? I think it's pangs.
Who knows? We already know that we're not whale English people here. Anyways, okay. So, you brought this one up. I'll let you kind of take it away with the internet.
Ooh. So, kind of what brought it up was a conversation today with a coworker at work, but somehow we got to talk. Do you remember the milk skit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We're mm-hmm. talking about, mm-hmm. yeah. Go back to like circa 2009, 2011, like YouTube. Like it was weird stuff like that. What was the one you were talking about? Yes.
No.
What was it? Say it. Come on.
Like the Fred videos.
Who's Fred? Should we look Fred up real quick?
Please don't. It's this kid who used to talk and his voice was really, really high.
Like,
what would he say? Just like, "Hi guys, I'm Fred." Or like the...
What about Charlie?
Oh my gosh.
Charlie bit me.
Charlie bit me. Yeah.
Like, the internet was just a lot more wholesome. Kid president.
Yeah. I think he's still around, though. Maybe not. I don't know.
He's probably way older and ew.
He probably actually... Ugh, what? He should be president.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But I'm just saying. Okay, so then now take it to here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just overexposure, but, like, the only, like, hot take mm-hmm. is Vine... beats TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for sure. Just,
yeah, like...
Vine was way funnier than TikTok. We don't even have TikTok.
No. But I'm just saying, like...
Yeah. Like the reels, I guess. That's what we can compare it to, because we don't have TikTok. Right. But like the reels, yeah. Right. Vine was really funny.
Right. But it's just random and quirky.
I know.
It was like we were... It was when the internet was in its, like... Like, pre-teen, like... Era, you know what I mean?
The preteen era.
You know?
Era, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just don't really remember. I think the access to it, though. So, like, it was limited, mm-hmm. and so you kind of enjoyed it more
right.
whenever you were on it. You know? Right. Does that make sense? And now you have it so... often that you almost just don't think twice of it. Like, you're right. immune to it.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
You know something, though, I wish we had... There was better control over?
What?
My Facebook profile pictures. Like...
No, I love them.
No, like... who gave this kid a phone? It was probably a like webcam or a digital camera. Like, you had to plan these pictures. Like, now it's just... Like you said, we're just... overexposed, like you snap and it's done, but like
the Facebook statuses though, man.
Yes, yeah. Like whew.
Mine have a lot of like Caitlin is offline. And I'm like, what? I don't ever remember me putting like offline or online. Like I think Facebook did that. Because there was some weird statuses that I put, but that part is weird. But
I did a lot of poking. Did you ever do pokes?
No. And honestly that doesn't surprise me.
That was my favorite feature.
I bet it was.
I don't have to think of what to say. I don't, like, have to, like, recall. If I see someone I'm thinking about, I'm like.
Boop. That does not surprise me, honestly.
They need to bring that back.
No.
Zuck, you listening? Zuck, no, bring it back.
Seriously. The amount of. I mean, I showed you, like, the amount of notifications and friend requests that I get is so many. But I'm like, is this real? Are you real? Because right. if you're not real, then I'm not going to add you. Like, and so it's just too much. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm not a person to, like, compare the internet.
I don't know why that thought hit me. It just did. So.
Yeah.
And it's not all bad.
No, it's not bad.
Internet is definitely a good thing still. But.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat it.
What do you do? What do you do? I just remember, like, when we were younger and the dial-up.
Ooh.
Like that. Or that couldn't sound. Use a computer if you were trying to use a phone.
Right.
Or, like, obviously, back then it was a lot of, like...
Did you use the computer more or the phone more when you had to choose between the two? The landline or the dial-up?
Probably the phone. Because... In my neighborhood, so, like, I had... One of my best friends was right across the street from me, and the other one was 5 houses down. And so, we would literally call when the next Disney movie was coming out. And be like, okay, are you watching it? We're about to watch it. Like, on commercials, we would call it. And I remember, like, we had to make sure that no one was on the phone. And so, it kind of made it fun. But the only games that I remember playing... Like, I remember playing computer games.
Yeah, that was another one.
Like, I don't remember playing a lot, like, getting on the internet, but just a lot of, like...
Oh, I remember, like, internet-specific games, though. Like, you remember when, I think, Disney had their website, and it was all those games?
Yeah.
Like, see, that...
Yeah. That or was, do you like, remember this one, like... It was like this little, it's not Pac-Man, but it was like this little guy, and he went through this corner, and you had to go without getting, like... run into a bomb or something or the time went out. I don't remember.
I thought you were about to talk about the exorcist, the one where the exorcist pops out.
No, but that was terrifying. Terrifying.
Like, see, that was when the internet was like...
But, like, teachers would show you that. It's
still
the Wild West,
but... The Wild West. But I don't know.
But teachers would show you those videos. That's where I first saw it at school. And I'm like, why? Like, why would you do this to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. But... I think it was because it was more like, what was it called? Delayed gratification, where you didn't have it all the time.
Right.
And so when you have, yeah. But anyways.
It's kind of like a new puppy you get. And then after a year, it's just like, God, we have to take care of this thing now.
Oh my gosh. Is that what you think about our dog?
You hear that, Amelia?
No, she's precious, even with her scratching and licking herself in the background, which hopefully y'all can't hear, but, you know, it's life. Life with the Hussmans. Well, I feel like we got to talk about a couple things.
Yeah. Anything else? Closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts? Not really. I'm excited for next podcast.
What's next podcast?
So, next episode, we're going to have some guests on our podcast. Okay. I don't want to give too many details because it'll be good. We're going to try to get through the podcast without laughing, but I highly, highly doubt that that will happen because we tried to record this, what, last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even...
We hit record.
We hit record. Yeah. But, you know, children and trying to find people to watch our kids or something like that because it was during the day. But, oh, man, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Sweet.
Stay tuned. Well, I hope you enjoyed our episode today. Hope everyone has a great week. And we will chat it up next week.
Peace.
See ya.
Okay, bye.